spirit is a sacred creed here in the land of the free. So many different roots and many different seeds, but don't forget one, slavery. Maybe it begins with a cotton gin and a workforce worked to their graves. The planters making profits on the backs of their sin, buying and owning slaves. But the northern merchants, they're not off the hook. Cheap cotton let the mill owners save. And assessing labor costs when preparing the books, there's more profit in treating labor like slaves. Now the management tips that they teach in schools, riding workers like surfers ride waves. Plantation owners gave them the tools back when they were driving the slaves. Middle management monitors the workers' time to make sure those workers behave. It was cotton, now it's keystrokes and towing the line, as American as it was to own slaves. There's capitalism in other places, it's true, and around the world, profits that they crave. But here it's a harsher, unforgiving stew in a system that was started on slaves. Of everything, and the unions that remain have to cave to this brand of American capitalism that we are worshiping, founded on the backs of slaves. The engine that really drove this economic scene in America, the home of the brave, started way back in 1619.